you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
That's right, you were listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And happy, happy Valentine's Day to all of you listening. Happy 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Right, 6:01 now. I'm here till 7 p.m. We have an amazing show for you today. We're spreading the love, as you can hear. We're just spreading it. We're spreading the love. Please stay tuned right now, because at 6:05, we're going to get into our guided meditation. And with me, I have my guest.
Chuck Bovaird.
Yes. My Valentine. This is what we're going to do. We're going to be conjuring up love together for you guys. So sit back, sit tight, listen to the rest of this Beatles song, because we're going to be back doing some guided meditation. That's right.
You better believe it.
Good evening, and welcome back here to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! Are you feeling that? Let it play. Let it play. So we are here right now on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we're going to start with our guided meditation. Meditation! So for all of you just joining in, hooves. Can I talk right today? Who's never really done a guided meditation before, but is joining in, and you're on your way home, and you're on, you know, maybe you had a stressful day at work, maybe you didn't have a stressful day at work, but all I know is that I got some really good feedback, you know, from a couple of people telling me, you know, they could basically tune in to my guided meditation on their ride home from work, and it really changed their day because they had a stressful day, and then listening to the guided meditation really helped. So I'm really grateful to be of service. So thank you so much for giving me that feedback, because that's why I wanted to do it later at night in the evening. And I'm so happy. I'm so grateful that I'm here in the evening. I love doing the evening shows. I'm a night owl, so it just works. And, you know, everybody, a lot of people tell me, you know, they miss my show because they're at work. And I'm like, okay, well, let's try to get this in the evening, and it happens. So let's just have gratitude right now that we're here. Absolutely. We're here. We made it.
Totally.
So everybody listening in, everybody chiming in, I just want to say we made it. You're beautiful. You're absolutely gorgeous. Speaking of gorgeousness and beauty, let's get into this guided meditation. Okay, so all of you joining right now, let's get quiet, let's get still. Let's connect to the earth below us. As you know, even if you're driving, it's okay. You don't have to close your eyes, just listen. So wherever you are, just tune in right now with me and let's be present. Tune into this beautiful essence that's going on right now. Feel the love of spirit coming in. Feel the love of this beautiful holiday. Love. What is love? We ask this question. What is this miraculous beauty of love? So as we step into this beautiful place called love, let's get roots from our feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. Put a shield of white light and healing energy surrounding you right now in this moment. You can feel all the worries, all the stress, anything that has been bothering you, bogging you down, anything that you believe that has been blocking you or has been a hindrance in for you to be who you truly should be in your highest potential, or you could be, or anything that is you felt has disempowered you. We're restoring our strength, restoring our love, restoring our confidence, restoring our power. And when we talk about restoring our power and restoring our confidence, we're not talking about some arrogant, boastful, you know, egotistical front. We're talking about a healthy balance of security here on the earth plane. Groundedness. That's what being grounded is being rooted to this earth and feeling like you are safe and you belong. So most of all, I want you to come into this beautiful color of red. You see red everywhere today. You're seeing red, you know, on billboards, on Valentine's cards, on Valentine's wrapping paper. You're red on clothing. Red is the color for today. Red is passion. Red is energy. Red is fire. But most of all, red is safety. Red is security, in that where that is your root chakra. That is the core of your beauty right now. So come into this energy and imagine yourself surrounded by a bunch of beautiful red roses. As you sit down, visualize wherever you are. You can be in your car, you can be in a studio, you can be outside, you can imagine it's sunny, or you can imagine it's nighttime. But just wherever you're at, see yourself surrounded by 11 beautiful red roses. 11 is the magic number right now. For 11 is the manifestor we are doing right now in this moment. to conjure up this beautiful energy of love, real love, the force of love. Feel how good that feels as you breathe in and you breathe out. You can feel, oh, the charge of the roses. You can smell the megahertz in the roses and feel how much energy that just gives you, that red rose. It's not an accident. Feel how much life it's giving you right now. Feel yourself secure and feeling safe and feeling loved and protected. This is your protection right now. All of your angels and all of your guides are coming in to protect you. You see, infinite dear one, infinite beautiful being that you are protected right now. You are loved. Remove the commercialized energy from the holiday and come into this place, whether you have a partner or whether you don't. This is not what Love Day is about. It is about an eternal love. Love is not sugary. Love is not sweet like candy. Love is a force. Love is the eternal, eternal, powerful force that makes this world rotate, that makes this world go round each day. Love is the beauty that you see when you walk out into the world. Love is when you go into the store and you see the cashier helping you. Love are all the people who are working on public transportation every day to get people to and from work. Love are all the people who work day and night to make sure that our roads are safe, our life is safe, to make sure we have a number to call when we need help. Love is the stranger on the street that gives the homeless person some money or food. Love is the free library. Love is your mother, warm kiss on your forehead. Love is hearing the sound of your children's voice. Love is your family and friends. Love is everywhere. Love is right here in this studio, right now, everyone working, just so I can talk through this mic to get to you. Love is you listening in. We are all one. This beautiful, beautiful energy called love. Feel how our vibration has lifted as we remember how much more love there is than a hatred. Remember how much more good, and that a positive force is more powerful than a negative force. Always. It will always be that way. Your beauty shines every time you get up. Every time you get up to go to work, you get up to go to school, you get up to whatever it is that you do, live your dream, take care of kids, teach. You are in the act of love. You are beautiful. Thank you for being here on this planet. Thank you for being on this planet Earth here with us. Thank you for sharing this experience with me. Thank you for letting me see you every day. You are the miracle that makes my heart beat every day. That is what Infinite Spirit is saying to you. You all right now work together. Every single person is alive. You are alive for somebody else. Imagine the beauty. Imagine every single person is their existence is for somebody else. Feel into this love. Feel into this energy. Feel into being present. Feel right now. This love is for everyone. You are not without it. Every single day, we shall remind you of how loved you are. Every single moment, putting love through the airwaves and getting to you, raising the vibration, having fun. Woo! Can you feel what it feels like to be alive in this moment? To feel yourself smiling. Feel that beautiful smile from ear to ear. Feel that vibration raise and that power you have. Not power over other people, but power you have to heal, to give, power to give, power to receive. Be open to receive, because as you give love, you deserve to receive it too. You deserve all the gifts of the universe. You deserve today. Today is your day to receive, because the universe wants to give to you. The universe wants to overflow in love to you. Is the power of you and your worthiness. Oh, feel it. Feel that magical energy. Thank you. We say thank you to Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for giving us this opportunity to be here, for giving us this opportunity to shine, to glow, and to heal. Always. Thank you so much. And when you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Smile. You're on Candy Camera. I hope you all feel this, and I wish you love today. Mwah. I love you. Hello there, Mr. Hello. Chuck.
Hey.
How do you feel?
Good, nice and relaxed. That was a fantastic guided meditation.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Definitely good to feel the love of the universe feeling my heart chakra.
Is it just in your heart chakra?
That's what I was concentrating on, was my heart chakra.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
All right. Well, stick with us, everyone, because we will be back. Well, we're just gonna flow with it today. I'm already feeling the good vibes, so I have no problem with the continuous flow of what Infinite Spirit wants us for, what's in store for us. But until then, I'm gonna put on, I love this song, Frankie Avalon, Venus. Yes, it is very, very appropriate for this time. Stay tuned.
Send a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants my kisses and my arms. A girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair. I love the girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live. Venus, goddess of love that you are, surely the things I ask can't be too great a task. Venus, if you do, I promise that I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live.
laughs and stays in the one, one, one wonderful. She knew how to gather the forest when God reached softly and moved her body. One golden locket, quite young.
She's been away. I've never had a happy day. I hope and I pray that she'll hear my plea, and maybe someday she'll come back to me. For here in my heart there's a starry time. But after all you've said and done, you said we'd be as one. But darling, I found I was wrong. But what did you from the start? You made a fool of me and then you broke my heart. Well, I hope and I pray that you'll hear my plea, and maybe someday she'll come back to me. For here in my heart there's a starry my
Every year, 600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org or make a check out to the Trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO Attention Donation P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice. Think of the puppies. Standing on the
edges. Hello, hello. We are getting in this playlist. You're listening to the Boston Medium Rhyme Merlinite. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope you're having fun so far on this love day. That's, you know what? I wish I planned earlier and did like a whole playlist of R&B. Old school, like 90s R&B, you know, get everybody in the mood. I mean, don't you agree that I think I could have conjured that magic, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. So that was SWV. Week. That's such a classic. Oh, the Nutmeg Story Untold, the Beach Boys, Kiss Me Baby, and the Beach Boys, Wonderful, Frankie Avalon, Venus. Oh, it's so good. So we have till 7 p.m. We're just chilling.
Just having a good time.
Just chillaxing, relaxing, feeling the vibe of love, you know, not getting too crazy. Gonna save that for later. I'm just kidding. But it's a good day. No, the weather was gorgeous. Get outside, get walking, get exercising. Come on, the spring is right around the corner, you know? Spring is here. We're going into our new cells. We're going to come out of the cocoon, the chrysalis. We're going to emerge as these beautiful butterflies. And we are just going to be immersed with the beauty of Mother Nature. I mean, not that we weren't before. I mean, I've finally grown to love winter. I finally really love to like the beauty. And I really haven't been like, oh, it's winter going to be over. It really wasn't that bad. I think it was just, we had a beautiful winter. The weather was great. Didn't even snow that much. You know, every day I was just, even when it was really, really cold, I was just like, I love winter. I love all the beautiful seasons. So I cannot wait till spring too. I mean, no, like, I mean, I don't mind winter, whatever, but like, you know, if spring is happening now and that's what Mother Nature wants, then we'll do it. Then come on, let's do it. I can't wait. So bring it in. Bring it on. Bring it on, Donkey Kong. Not even on anything. See, that's what you got to do. You just got to be living and you got to not be on stuff. Okay. All you got to do is take the red pill. And then you'll be fine. Like in the Matrix. You know, like Neo when he took the red pill and he's like, you could take the blue pill, the red pill, and you took the red pill. And he had all these supernatural powers. That's what it's like, yo. That's what's going on here. When you're listening to this, you're taking the red pill, okay? Open it up. That's astonishing. Whoop! Oh Lord, it's happening. Oh, it's happening. Anyways, I love you so much. I'm really excited. I'm super excited. So pardon me for getting all weird. Actually, no, don't pardon me for getting weird because it's about to get wavy. Okay?
There you go.
2003 is about to get wavy over here.
2023.
In the springtime and in the summer. Is that Australian? Forster's Australian phobia. Okay, enough of this. Anyways, I love you so much. Please, 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 just please. I just said please. There was nothing after that sentence, but please. Okay, great. Let's get back to this magical playlist. I literally am here dancing in the studio. So I hope you're dancing in your car or whatever, safely. Here's a special I want to play. Oh, I should get some reggae. I should get some ska. I really, thank you for reminding me because thank you. Thank you. I'm going to get some scone. But anyways, here's Frankie Valli. And actually, they do. I like their version of Stay. So let's hit it with Stay. Frankie Valli. Oh, no.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Hello, hello, and we are back. Hope you enjoyed all of that that was going on there. You had the English beat with Hands Off, She's Mine, an awesome one. Frankie Valli, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, The Four Seasons, again with Stay. And so we are almost out of here, basically. So we're going to end, you know, we're going to go in more and talk about, you know, what's going on with the Week of Love, because we're going to raise, you know, raising the vibrations and being able to manifest with that magic 11. So, like I said, I promised you, me and Chuck, with our powers combined, it's like Captain Planet, kind of. It's like, with all powers combined, I am Captain Planet. It's kind of like that. So it's kind of like Voltron, what we're trying to do here. Well, no, not trying. What we are going to be doing, it's Voltron. So we're going to put our magic antennas together. We're literally, not literally doing this right now. Put that hand up like E.T. Do it. Come on, do it. Okay? We're literally, get over here. Come on, touch the tip. That sounded really weird. I didn't mean it like that. I meant, you know, E.T. You know how they...
Touch the tip of her finger. That's what
yes,
she...
like E.T. And we're combining forces to spread love to everyone today. Come on, spread it.
You better believe it.
No, spread it. Spread it.
Spread it.
Spread it. No, you're not spreading it enough.
Spreading the love.
Do it harder.
Spreading the love. Send the love out to the universe and all the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. So with our combined efforts and, you know, ascended masters like Saint Germain here with the violet flame, you know, putting that violet flame and transmuting any lower frequencies right now or anything that doesn't serve us, we're going to put it and manifest it to a higher frequency. And that's what alchemy is. You know, you take something, a lower vibration, and you turn it into something that's higher. So everyone here listening right now, just getting into this energy, you know, why don't we go quickly into, you know, and angels, let's tap in and see what the guidance is for this week. Recording. I always do my trusty recorder because I'm like, I need to write that down. Like, because, like, I swear I be giving these messages, but, like, yo, I be needing this too. So, like, it's not even funny, yo. Like, this stuff, we all need it. So, infinite spirit, angels, what is it that you would like to come through the message for today? Whew. Okay, they're showing me these images of, like, they're showing me the different colors of the rainbows. Oh, I know what this is! Ah! I'm so excited! Okay, chakras. So I saw the different colors of the rainbows, they were showing me all these colors and they were just saying, remember to paint yourself in all of these colors. Bright colors attract spirit. Bright colors attract the infinite realm. They attract the beauty of the unseen. You become an attractive force. So what is it that you are connected with in your chakras that basically maybe you need more healing with, maybe you want to enhance, or what you want to work with? Whether it could be the throat, it could be the heart, it could be the stomach, it could be, you know, the feet to the head to the eyes. And what colors are connected with that? Wear that this week to summon exactly what it is that you want to attract in. But mostly understanding that as spring comes in, you know, the bright colors are calling to us. And these bright colors are connected with our chakras. And opening up our chakras and opening up to this beautiful, beautiful world of healing. Don't be afraid to receive healing this week. Don't be afraid to receive outside help, is what they're saying. This is what this whole energy is about. Do not be afraid to receive. This is the week. This is the month. This is coming in about receiving and being open to being receptive. Because, you know, you've been giving so much. We've been giving. And a lot of us sometimes, you would be surprised about the population of people who are very uncomfortable with receiving. Like it's something to be, you know, we get into these things where we're not supposed to, like this weird Catholic guilt that we're not supposed to take that, and that we're not worthy or deserving and we should be guilty and feel guilty about, you know, this, you know, no offense. I said Catholic guilt because don't worry. My dad's Catholic. I was raised half Catholic, half Baptist. So I'm not, don't worry. I'm all into that. Shh. Anyway. my point is that it's okay to receive. So when people give you gifts, it's okay to say, yeah, I deserve this. Yeah, this belongs to me. Yeah, I worked hard for that. Yeah, my spirit and my energy is good enough to have this. My spirit and energy is good enough to just receive a random gift from someone. So, because when once we are comfortable enough to start receiving, we get more. You ever notice that? So the people who are like billionaires and millionaires, the reason why they're that way, because they believe they deserve to have that money. They believe they deserve to have all of that. That's the only difference. You know, people aren't inferior or superior. There really is no difference between, you know, someone who has a lot of money and someone who doesn't. It's the mindset, it's the belief of what people are carrying that really is connected with how much money someone has. So incorporate that with energy. So how much energy you have in terms of good vibrations or positivity or love and joy and happiness and, you know, gratitude. That's the, because they equated that to what they deserved, and that's why they have those feelings. So, you know, so those who don't have that in their life, they felt a little bit of lack and they felt they didn't deserve it. So they're feeling more lower vibrations, like they're feeling more fear, they're feeling more guilt, they're feeling more worry, feeling more shame, you know, feeling unable to be themselves. And that's why it's important to receive, because when we receive, we gives us that beautiful confidence of, yeah, we can be ourselves. Because when we're ourselves, that's when the universe starts bringing and attracting things and people to us that we need because we're saying yes to our highest potential and yes to our spirit. So it's very important to be in a receptive mode because, you know, everything, you know, we are in a state of unconditional right now. If you take away the human ego and everyone's agenda of whatever it is that we have to deal with, what do you have left? You have the air, you have water, you have oxygen, you have, you know, everything, all the resources we ever needed were here with us when we came to this planet. And it's still there and it's still true. Everything, every medicine, our body makes naturally. Healing is within us naturally. So if that is true and if that is correct, then be open to the receiving because something wants to give to you. Something wants you. So this is just a friendly reminder that you are worthy and you are deserving to have whatever it is that you want and what you're supposed to have. Because whatever you want wants you. That's always the truth. Mwah. I love you, beautiful spirits. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here with me on this beautiful, beautiful February 14th. And I can't believe that it landed right here. Ah! I can't believe it. I didn't even know that that was happening. I had no idea. So I'm just I'm very grateful for all of this. And so, Chuck, would you like to add anything before we wrap this up and we have to exit?
I think you pretty much covered it all, but I hope everybody listening has an excellent Valentine's Day. Remember, love yourself. You're the only person you're going to be with for the rest of your life. Create that strong foundation of self-love. And once you have that, then you can worry about loving somebody else. Or alternatively, you can love somebody else and also work on loving yourself at the same time.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Chuck, for your words of wisdom. And thanks for being here. Thanks for being my Valentine. And
oh, yeah, you better believe it.
And spreading all of this beauty. So until next time, I'll be seeing you. I love you. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. See you and join me next week here at 6 p.m. I'm going to leave you with the one and only Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. Mwah.
That this heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you. In every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.